Okay, good morning. Today's Daf in the Darim is Nun Dalet. We begin this morning the seventh parak of the Masechta. We are going to continue our theme, our general theme, about what exactly is going to be included in the neder that you make. You make a neder against a certain item, so the parameter of that neder is going to be defined by what exactly that term generally includes. And so what our discussion is going to discuss today is general inclusion, meaning what is included in the category of the neder that you made. So we're going to have today a fundamental machlokus between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, and a little bit later on this morning we're going to identify that the Chachamim really represents the opinion of one Tana, but the general machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva in terms of what is incorporated, what's an inclusion, and what's not an inclusion. Okay, right now I'm speaking in very general terms, and as we go through the examples, we'll understand a little bit better when we see the examples. Hanodim and Yerek. And so that brings us to the beginning. Now we're at the top of Nandala Madal. We're starting with the Mishnah, obviously, beginning of the seventh parak. So you make a neder, that's it, you're done with vegetables, okay? In other words, your mother told you while you were growing up, you got to eat your vegetables. Now you're an adult, you're a big boy now, and so therefore you say, that's it, I'm not eating vegetables anymore. In fact, you make a neder, I'm not going to be eating vegetables anymore. Good. So you showed the world that you're not eating vegetables. So now are you allowed to eat dulum? So we're going to say dulum or gourds, right? Some sort of... Right, I don't know, sweet potato, pumpkin, something along those lines. So something orange. And so does it include the gourd? The Tanna Kamma says, no, it does not. It does not. Because when you say Yerek, you're talking about vegetables. Now again, English words over here probably are not going to do justice to this discussion, because Yerakos has a very precise definition as used in the time of the Mishnah. And so when I say the word vegetables, I'm probably not doing justice over here to the Mishnah. But the basic idea is that when we say yarakos, we mean the leafy stuff. And so when you're talking about a diluin, so it's not a leafy thing. In fact, it's a fruit that happens to grow out of the ground. In other words, we have ways to describe that. It's called pri ha'adama. Okay, good. So when you make your neder against yarak, you're basically saying no thank you to the salad. But a gourd, in other words, you want to cook a gourd, that sounds great. In fact, the Ron notes over here, right at the beginning of this discussion, that really could be a fundamental difference between yarek and diluim. Meaning yarek is typically something that's eaten raw. In other words, you're eating the lettuce raw. And when it comes to diluim, when it comes to a gourd, you can't eat it raw. You have to cook it first. And then and only then can you eat it. Okay. So anyway, so according to the Tanna Kamma, it's actually really simple. In other words, despite the fact that the gourd is growing out of the ground, but it's not a yarek. In other words, it wasn't included in your neder of making yarek. And Rabbi Kiva Oser, and Rabbi Kiva says, no, when you make a neder against Yerakos, it includes gourds as well. So the Chachamim look at Rabbi Kiva, and they said, Rabbi Kiva, can't be. You can't be. So Amar lo the Rabbi Kiva, v'alo Amar Adam l'shuchel kachli Yerak, v'hu Amar lo matzasi el diluin. So the Chachamim, to argue with Rabbi Kiva, uses the following illustration to make their point. And that is that I send somebody to the market. Look, I need Yerakos. Right? Here's some money. Go to the market. Go get me yarakos. Okay. The guy comes back from the market. He says, you know, didn't find any yarakos over there, but there were dulum. Do you want that? No. So what the Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Akiva is that the shliach wouldn't just simply go ahead and buy the dulum with the instructions being, I need you to buy yarak, because they're not the same. Okay. So that's the argument of the Chachamim to Rabbi Akiva that dulum are not included. To which Rabbi Kiva says, you know what? I'm going to use your example and prove my point with your example. Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Kiva says back to them, Kena Davar. Exactly. Meaning, stay with that example. I'm going to agree with every one of your points except with your conclusion. Meaning, what's going to happen? I gave somebody money to go to the market, to go buy Yerek, and he comes back and he says, no Yerek, but there was Diluim. Now let me ask you a question, says Rabbi Kiva. I'm first reading the Mishnah. Oshema Amar Hula Matzasi Ela Kitnis. Well, let me ask you a question. Is he going to come back from the market and say, hey, there was no yarakos, but there were beans there? In other words, beans and yarakos are two totally different items and absolutely belong in two totally different categories. He's not going to come back at you and say, hey, do you want beans instead? By virtue of the fact that he's asking you if you want the luim, it means that it's enough of the similar category where he's coming back and asking, look, I have something that I think is a fair substitute. So Rabbi Akiva says, by virtue of the fact that he's mimlach, that he asks you, do you want this? It means it belongs in the same category. Elisha, dulum, bechlal yarek, v'kitnis, and a bechlal yarek. The reason why, if all they had in the store was just kidneys, he wouldn't be asking about the kidneys is because it's not in the same category. By virtue of the fact that he came back and asked you about the Luim, excuse me, it means it's in the same category. And then the Mishnah goes on to make an additional point, and that is that the that if it's moist, pula mitzri, Egyptian bean, whatever. So if it's moist, it would be, it's included in the neder, and if it's dry, it's not included in the neder. Okay. And for our purposes right now, we could leave that alone for right now. It's not really going to be the main part of today's daf. But in the meantime, however, what exists in the, right here at the center of our daf, is going to be a really fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim in terms of what is incorporated in your neder. And according to the Chachamim, if somebody sent you to buy something and it wasn't there, and so and even though he comes back and asks you about something similar, so according to the Tanakhama, that's not inclusion. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that is inclusion. By virtue of the fact that he's asking you, hey, I didn't find this, but I did find this, that's enough to qualify as being included in the category. So over here now, the Gemara is asking the following question. Now, the way the Ron understands it is that, look, as I just laid out, the machlokas between the Tanakham and Rabbi Kiva is whether mimlach, when you go and you consult about another item, and because you're consulting, it shows you that, according to Rabbi Kiva, it's the same category. According to the Tanakhama, it's not the same category. So really, one of the issues in our Mishnah is the issue of inclusion as a function of consultation. Good. That's one issue in the Mishnah. But, as Aran points out over here, there's also another thing to take into consideration, and that is, like I said in the beginning of the Mishnah, the word yerek is really leafy, and something that you normally eat raw. And diluin, it's not that at all. Meaning it's a fruit, again, a fruit that grows on the ground. It's pri adama. It's a fruit. It can only be eaten when it's cooked in a pot. In other words, even if I'm going to buy into this explanation of consultation equals inclusion, doesn't equal inclusion. Meaning, put that aside for just a moment. Just the words themselves don't really speak about diluin. When you say yerek, you really mean the leafy stuff, the vegetables, right? What you and I call vegetables. So how is it, the Gemara struggle right now, it's a short struggle, is how do we get from the word yerek to diluin? I mean, it still seems like a stretch. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how. V'hamene yerek nadar amar ula ba'omar yarkei kedera alai. So the Gemara says, so what we're going to do is that in the Mishnah, you said the word yerek, you didn't just say the word yerek. You said yarkei kedera. So Vidilma Yerek Anacha Bekdera Kamar. So the way the Ron understands it, even if I said Yarkei Kedera, right? So what do you do when you put chicken in the pot? So you throw in onions, garlic. In other words, the kinds of vegetables, yes, they're bulbs, but the kinds of vegetables that enhance the food there. What you don't normally do is you don't normally throw a gourd in a pot of chicken. I'm sure some recipes would call for it, but that's not normally what happens. So the Gemara says, Ba'omer Yerek HaMizbashel Bekedera Alai. Okay, so the Gemara says, fine. So Yerek HaMizbashel Bekedera. When you say a language like that, Yerek HaMizbashel Bekedera, that's going to include gourds. Okay, good. So what the Gemara now just ironed out is the Lashon. How do I get from the word Yerek to Diluim? Meaning Yerek really doesn't mean Diluim. So the way we get there is because in the Mishnah, even though in the Mishnah, the Lashon was Yerek, but now we've qualified it a little bit. He didn't just simply say Yerek. He said, Yerek HaMizbashel Bekedera. Now we're able to get from the vegetable to the gourd. But then, now you have to add one other thing, and that is, it doesn't belong in the same category. Meaning, when I send the shlech to the store, and there's no Yerekos over there, is he automatically going to come back with gourd? No. He's going to first consult. Does consultation equal inclusion? Good. That's a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Kiva. Tanakhama would say no, Rabbi Kiva would say yes. Okay, but we know that just even to get to that point, we still have to work on the lashon. The Gemara just did good. But my kemifli Rabbi and Savri call milsa de tzar shlichulim luchalai lav minehu. Rabbi Kiva Savri call milsa demam luchshicholai minehu. And the Gemara here spells it out, meaning what we said already in the Mishnah. Okay, but you know how it works. I read ahead, so that's I get to look smart because I just read ahead in the Gemara. But the Gemara says exactly what we just said, that when I consult about a similar item, is it now going to be in the same category? Tanakhama would say no. Rabbi Kiva would say yes. That's the machlokes between the Tanaim. Amar Abai Moder Rabbi Kiva Linyam Akushen Aloka. And Abai adds the following point. And that is that even though Rabbi Kiva is in fact advocating inclusion, meaning, so when I ask him for Yurakos, he goes to the store. No Yurakos there. Ah, but they do have Duluim. He's coming back. He's telling me, I think I found something you might like. In other words, they don't have vegetables, but they have Duluim. Would you like that? Ah, so once you have Mimlach, once there's a consultation, so consultation equals inclusion. Good. So that would mean now that if I made a neder against Yurakos, and again, like the Gemara just concluded, you can't just simply say the word Yerik by itself. You have to say, what's the Lashon? So Hamizbasha Bekader, right? Yerik Hamizbasha Bekader Alai. Good. And by the way, the Ran over here, right, obviously bypassing a lot of Ran, but the Ran over here says that that's in fact the Halacha, meaning the only way that this gets off the ground is if you use the Lashon of the Gemara. Yerik Hamizbasha Bekader. Good. So I said that now. So now I'm bound by neder that I'm not allowed to eat all vegetables, including Duluin. And now, according to Rabbi Akiva, it includes Duluin. And now what happens when I eat Duluin? So the Gemara Abai just adds one other point, and that is you're not going to get Malkus. Why not? Why? Well, in other words, you just violated your neder. So why won't you get Malkus? So the Ran's explanation over here, the Ran, you could find me, wide lines, five lines down, the Kiva and the Duluin. Yeah, the cave in the Dulu and Lamishame Beheja, Elami Ribuye de Lishna, because the Duluin only comes about through augmenting, augmented language. In other words, Ribuye de Lashon. Afagab de Mimlach Shlicha Aleha. And look, in other words, the Shlich would have consulted. So, but still, the Duluin are only coming about via extension. Lo Mitra Bevadai. So even Rabbi Akiva is going to tell you that, yes, the Luin are included, but not definitively. Meaning possibly slash probably slash you're not going to get Malkus for it. Okay, interesting halacha. Okay, the Gemara is going to drop it. The Gemara is going to move on. A little bit later on, we'll come back to this point of Abaye. But anyway, we move on. Tanan Hasam. Okay, well, we're about to learn a Mishnah Me'ilah. Let's all get ready to learn this Mishnah Me'ilah together. Okay, rule number one. Ein Shlech L'Dvar Avera. I tell you to do an Avera for me. You do the Avera. Okay, so now I get tagged for the Avera, right? Of course not. In other words, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So when I tell you to do an Avera for me, so the Avera doesn't transfer back to me. In other words, you did the Avera, you're going to get you're going to get full credit. Here I don't mean in the positive way, but you're going to get full credit for doing the Avera. Okay, and that's a rule. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddushin, the second parak of Kiddushin, goes over this in detail. Okay, so what do we know? With every rule, there are exceptions. Okay. So this rule is not going to be an exception. In other words, there are going to be notable exceptions to where there is going to be a shlich by Dvar Avera, and that's notably going to be Me'ilah. There are a couple of other exceptions as well, but we don't have to go through them right now. Anyway, so when it comes to Me'ilah, Me'ilah is going to be an exception. What's the Avera of Me'ilah? I take something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and I appropriate it for myself. I misappropriate it. So in other words, I make usage of it for myself. So that is what's called the Isser of Me'ilah. When you're Mol Behekdesha, you have to make restitution. You have to add 25%. You have to bring a carbon. Good. When I instruct somebody, I give him something that belongs to Hekdesh, and I tell him to misappropriate it, and he does so, as per my instruction, I get the Avera. Oh, wait, what do we say? We say Shlech L'Dvar Avera. We also say that there are exceptions. This is a notable exception. Why is it an exception? So the Gemara in Kiddushin says that we have a Ribui. Okay, it's a drasha, that this is one of the exceptions. Good. So that's all the background information that we need to know. Let's start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Tanan Hasam, Hashlech Sha'aso Shechuso Balabais Ma'al, Lo'aso Shechuso Shlech Ma'al. So here it's going to be very simple. When I send a Shlech to be Mol Behektish, as long as he follows my instructions perfectly, so then the Me'ilah transfers back to me. Once he goes rogue and doesn't follow my instructions, he therefore is no longer serving as my shliach. Therefore, he's going to be Mol Behekdesh. That's the rule. It's very simple. Now, Mantan Amar Chistam Asis and Delok Rabbi Akiva did none. So now that we know that, so now let's learn another Mishnah together. This Mishnah is not going to be going like Rabbi Akiva. At least we think so for a moment. Did none. Ketzan. Amar Lo Tein Basal La'Orchim. So here's what happens. And that is that my instructions is give meat to the guests. But now some, and the meat, by the way, belong to Hekdesh. And instead of giving them meat, right? In other words, what you and I call meat, the muscle. Instead of giving meat, so what did he decide to do? So my guy decided that he's going to give the liver. Okay, strange. So v'nasalem kaved, tain kaved v'nasalem basar, or we could just flip it around. It's going to be the same point. My instructions were to give them liver, give the guest liver, and instead, what did my shliach do? My shliach gave them meat. So hashliach ma'al. So over there, what do we have? We have deviation. In other words, he didn't follow my instructions. And because he didn't follow my instructions, so now we have broken the relationship of mishalech shliach. He's no longer serving as my agent because he didn't comply with my instructions. And now, who's the mo'el? He is the mo'el. The shliach is the mo'el. Good. So now, what is the example that's actually given? Meat versus liver. Now, I send somebody to the store to go buy me meat. No meat left in the store, but there's plenty of liver. So do you think he'll consult? Of course he'll consult. And he'll come back to me and he'll say, I didn't find meat, but I found liver. Do you want liver? Now, what do we know according to Rabbi Akiva? Consultation equals inclusion. So if that's true now, so now we have a scenario in which he gave, instead of giving meat, he gave liver. Liver and meat, according to Rabbi Akiva, are mina achad. They're one category. Because since there would have been consultation, therefore, it equals inclusion. And the Mishnah is telling us in Me'ilah that you didn't violate Me'ilah. The Mishalech didn't invite it. Why? Because it was a breach of contract. In other words, I told him to give him meat. He gave kavod instead. And therefore, that Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Akiva. Okay, that's the argument. Good, so the Gemara articulates exactly this question. So what we should be looking at right now is Me'ilah, according to Rabbi Akiva, for the Mishaleach. So Amar Abayi, so for a second time in today's daf, Abayi says, Afilu Temer Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, so Abayi says, no, don't get too excited. That Mishnah Me'ilah could be going like Rabbi Akiva. As we turn now to the Amud Beis. So Me'ilah Moda Rabbi Akiva, the Tzarechim Luche, because consider the following. Meaning, for Rabbi Akiva, what do we know? Consultation equals inclusion. Okay, perfect. Even though consultation equals inclusion, but let me ask you a question. Does that mean that we get to waive on the consultation? Meaning, when I send somebody to the store and tell them to buy meat, and no meat in the store, but there's liver, and he's going to come back and he's going to ask me. According to Rabbi Akiva, yes, it's true. Because he consulted, so now it means that the liver falls in the same category as meat. That's all true. But he still has to go back and ask me, meaning, yes, it's true, consultation equals inclusion. But that doesn't mean that we get to bypass consultation, right? If there's no meat left in the store and they only have liver, so the shlich on his own doesn't get to decide, you know what? I'm sure Sugarman would be happy with liver. In other words, he has to come back and he has to ask me. Now, because he did so, according to Rabbi Akiva, it all belongs in the same category. But he still has to ask me. So over here in the case of the Mishnah in Me'ilah, where instead of giving meat, he gave liver and he didn't consult. So that's a breach of contract. In other words, that's not shlichus. Shlichus is where the shlich does exactly what he was instructed to do. If he deviates, even though his deviation is not that bad a deviation, he went from meat to liver. He went from liver to meat. It's not that bad a deviation, but still without consultation, that is a breach of contract. He didn't follow. He didn't comply with instructions. Okay.
Why? Why does he have to consult?
Because even though Rabbi Akiva does agree.
I understand personally the difference. Rabbi Akiva says the same word.
It's included, but it doesn't mean it's exactly the same. It's included, right? And by the way, now we can go back to the previous point of Abai in terms of Malkus, meaning that. Correct. Or the Ron makes this point. Previously, right, when it comes to the case of the Deluim, so you're not going to get Malkus. Over here, it's interesting because what we're now saying is that Mishnah Me'ilah is following like Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, according to Rabbi Akiva, at least in the Gemara's thought process, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be violating Me'ilah. That's strong. Those are strong words. Meaning we weren't ready to go that strong in the case of the Deluim. In the case of the Deluim, we weren't ready to give Malkus. And over here in the case of Me'ilah, we were ready to say that he violated this or Me'ilah. So already, right, the Ron points this out. Already you see that there's like subtle differences between the cases, even as the Gemara previously said that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's inclusion, but not all the way. Over here, the Gemara was ready to go all the way. Correct. Absolutely correct. Correct. It's not exactly the same, but it's enough the same where consultation would have been made, which means that it's included, but you're right. It's exactly the point. It's not the exact same thing.
Well, wait a second. In this case, the rabbi is the one who sends. He would get marked.
Yeah.
Each liver.
Right. Not
the shliya.
Perfect. But because they're min echad, because it's the same category.
I'm saying the shliya would not get marked.
Agreed. Agreed. But still, right. Okay, good. Itmar. So we are in the very top of Nundal Medbez Itmar. Shmaita Kamid de Rava Amar Lahon Shapir Amar Nachmeni. And then what happened was that this entire back and forth, meaning we quoted the Mishnah Me'ilah, the Gemara's proposal that Mishnah Me'ilah is not following like Rabbi Akiva. Abai's explanation, no, it does follow like Rabbi Akiva. So that whole discussion then was forwarded to Rava. Rava looked at it. Rava looked at Abai's response, and Rava said, perfect. He said, perfectly. Right? Shapir Amar Nachmeni. Nachmeni said, good. Nachmeni is the other name for Abai. Abai goes by Abai. He also goes by Nachmeni. Which one's his proper name? Which one's his nickname? Great discussion. We're gonna move ahead. The Mantana de Palagala de Rabbi Akiva. Okay, who argues with Rabbi Akiva? Now that's a funny question. Who argues with Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, just reread the opening Mishnah of today's daf. We know who argues with Rabbi Akiva. That is the Tanakhama of our Mishnah argues with Rabbi Akiva. But what the Gemara now is going to do is identify who is this Tana. Meaning, if we can identify, we will. And if we can't, we just assume it's a collection of Tanaim that argue with Rabbi Akiva. What's going to be the difference? The Ron says in today's daf that once we isolate and limit that there's only one Tana who argues with Rabbi Akiva, that's going to inform us regarding halacha. Because what do we know? That if Rabbi Akiva is arguing with just one other Tana, so halacha ke Rabbi Akiva mecha ve ro. If he's arguing with one, the halacha falls like Rabbi Akiva. If on the other hand, he's arguing with a whole slew of Tanaim, it doesn't have to be a whole slew, just more than one. So halacha ein halacha ke Rabbi Akiva mechave rav, right? Oh, that, those are all the Gemaras and Erevin that we did together. Well, the Gemara is going to happen to have a Misara over here. You're right, fair point. Meaning, typically, without knowing otherwise, we would say it's Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara has a Misara. So the Gemara says, "Mantana de Palagala de Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon Gamlil, he did Tanya." We learned in a brisa. I know there been a baser, also b'chol minei baser. So you make a neder. That's it. No more meat. Okay, nebuch. But the person makes such a neder, no more meat. So now, so also b'chol minei baser, also, and he's not allowed to eat rosh raglaim, kana kaved lev of ofos. So not allowed to eat any of the organs of the animal as well. Meaning, organs of the animal are also considered meat. Now, let us all not get confused. Meaning, we are not learning right now the halachas of basar b'chalav. We're not learning the halachas of basar b'chalav right now. What we're learning over here is nedarim, and that is when I make a neder on meat, what is generally meant by the word meat? And again, I'm using English language right now, so a little bit, it's similar. That's not exactly the same, but a little bit it's similar in that when I say meat, and then what are we having tonight for dinner? Meat. And then what happens is chicken's being presented. Right? Is anyone going to be upset? Anyone going to feel like they're misled? So good. So that's exactly the same type of discussion over here. But these are not the halachos of basar b'chalav. Now they may dovetail, but but we're not learning basar b'chalav right now. So if I make a neder, then I'm not going to eat meat, including that neder according to the Tanakhama is going to be rosh, raglayim, all extremities of the animal, the head, the legs, v'kana v'kaved, the windpipe. The liver, uvelev, the heart, uve ofus, now, and also bird meat as well. Bird meat is also going to be included in terms of basar. Umutu be basar dagim v'chagavim. However, fish meat, not meat. Again, this is not a basar b'chalav discussion. Again, it dovetails, but it's not. It's a neder discussion. And not fish meat, and not grasshopper meat, meaning they're okay.
What?
Yeah. Delicious. Yeah, delicious. Now, I say that, by the way, having never eaten them, but yeah, we have four different types that are kosher. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar Anodim, and Ambasar Asa, B'chol Minei Basar. Now, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, when you make a neder against basar, so that means meat, but in the most limited sense. Mutar B'rosh V'raglayim, you're allowed to eat the rosh, you're allowed to eat the feet, the calf's feet, right? My mother makes a delicious pichah.
I love
Oh my gosh, I'm in the right environment over here. Okay, excellent. Okay, amazing. Amazing. If I was speaking to a younger generation, if I were in my day job right now, and I say that, they'd just be looking at me like, what is he talking about? So Mutter Barosha V'Raglaim, that's also true. Their loss. So V'Kano V'Kaved, Uvalev. So according to Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't include any of these things. It doesn't include basically any of the organs of the animal. Uva Ophos, it doesn't include birds as well. Vein Sarach Lomar, Basadagim V'chal Gavim. And of course it doesn't include fish and grasshoppers as well. V'chein Ayer Hashem and Gamliel, Amar Kibayim La Basar. So, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was very critical of people who would eat intestines. You eat intestines, that's not Basar. V'ochleim La Bar Inish. You're not human if you eat intestines. Yeah, correct. Kishka, correct. So, Ochleim Kibasar Linyan Zvini La Bar Inish. And the Gemara over here, on that last line of Shimon Gamliel, because, good, I understand he's being critical of the people who are eating intestines, but halachically, who cares? So the Gemara says, halachically, it matters because, Ochleim Kibasar Linyan Zvini La Bar Inish. Meaning, if you're the kind of person that's going to be spending the same dollar value for intestines as you would be for meat, so La Bar Inish, you're not human. Meaning, that's not commercially sound. And presumably what the Gemara means, the Gemara doesn't really elaborate on this point, but presumably what the Gemara means is that it could be viewed as a mekachtos. Meaning you go to the butcher, he sells you intestines, and he's selling you the same price per pound for the intestines as he would for meat. So basically what you could do is you can come back and say, what? Are you kidding me? In other words, it's not the same price. It shouldn't be the same price. Okay, anyway. So the Gemara says, okay, now, so when I make a neder against meat, so what did we just learn together? A brisa, and the brisa brings down a machlokus in terms of what is incorporated and what's not incorporated. So according to the Tanakama, so the list of things included, it's a longer list. It includes basically not only the meat of the animal, but the organs of the animal, and even the meat of birds. And according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, it doesn't even include the calf's feet. It doesn't include the organs. It goes without saying it doesn't include birds. It doesn't include fish and grasshoppers. So over here, what's the machlokus? The Gemara says, well, we know exactly what the machlokus is. And that is consultation. So, man, maishna, basar, of the tanakam, dasar, davishlicha, demim, lachalaya. So, basar, dagin, ami, shliach. Dilo, mishkach, basar, mem, lachalaya. So, the amar, ilo, mishkach, abisar, I say, dagim, velitzeru. So the Gemara says, okay. So if it's an issue of consultation, so the Gemara says, so I don't understand. So you send the shliach to the store to buy meat. There was no meat over there. Okay, good. So he's now going down the aisle. They have bird. Okay, he goes back. You want bird? No, thank you. No chicken. Thank you for asking. Then he goes down the aisle. They had fish, right? And by the way, I know it's a funny proof, but in other words, generally speaking, right, all the proteins are found in the same place right by the butcher. So you find fish. So, okay, fine. So you go back. You know what? I didn't find meat. I didn't find any chicken, but there was fish over there. You want that? So in other words, fish there would be a consultation on fish. And if in fact there's a consultation on fish, so if the rule is consultation equals inclusion, so then fish should also be included. So what we're struggling to do right now is understand the Tanakama. Meaning Rav Shimon ben Gamliel obviously does not believe that consultation equals inclusion. That's great. I understand Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. But according to the Tanakama, fish should be included as well. So Amar Abaye, it's our third time today with Abaye. So Amar Abaye could go, Shikizdam, de lo achel dagim. So the Gemara says, though, the case over here in discussion, is it was right after bloodletting. You know, of course we don't know, but you know, right after bloodletting. Nobody eats fish after bloodletting. So Yachi afilo ofos nami, lo achel, dam shmul, de masukar vachel bisra de safra, perch libe kitsafra. So the Gemara says, okay, but I'm sure you also know that after bloodletting, you don't eat bird. No chicken after bloodletting. Shmuel's of the position. Shmuel's our medical professional amongst the Amoraim. He says that you eat chicken after bloodletting, your heart's going to start fluttering. It's no good. V'tanya, ein mikizin lo al dagim v'lo al ofos v'lo al basar maliach. And in fact, we have brises that speak to this idea as well, that akaza is not done. Not. In other words, don't follow up your bloodletting with fish, with birds, with salted meat. V'tanya hikiz dam lo yochel lo chalav lo gvina v'lo beitzim v'lo shichlaim v'lo ofos v'lo basar maliach. And the Gemara quotes another brisa: after bloodletting, don't eat milk and cheese, don't eat eggs, Don't eat. I think it's called cress, not birds, and not salty meat. Okay, so the Gemara says.
Why do you have to repeat that?
Yeah, the Gemara just—it's a fair question. The Gemara just had a couple of brises. You know, the Gemara wanted to empty out all of its brises at this point in time. That discusses the issue. That's why I assume the question is good. So anyway, so Shani offers to Efsha al Yedei Shlika. So the Gemara says, okay, but with birds, however, you can really cook the birds. In other words, there is a way of preparing birds so that the birds will not have any bad effects after the bloodletting. Okay, good. And understandably, not a terribly exciting answer, but at least it's possible. It's possible to eat bird after bloodletting. Okay, so that is one. So that's one possibility. So again, within the Tanna Kamma, we're just trying to understand the Tanna Kamma. Within the Tanna Kamma, who says that if you're ready to consult, so therefore it's minachad. It's all one category. So isn't there going to be a consult regarding fish? So the Gemara's answer is that we're talking about a specific case. So Kimta, we're talking about a case where the guy was just finished bloodletting. There's no way he's eating fish. There's no way he's eating bird. The Gemara says, yeah, there's a way. Okay. Okay, so Abai Amar could go into Kaivin Le Einei Dedugin Kushin Le Einayim. So another suggestion also given by Abaye, right? Another Girsaus, it's not Abaye, but either way. Another suggestion of the Gemara is that the person is suffering an eye ailment, an eye ache. So, and you know that fish is really bad for eye aches. Okay. Again, back in the day, this was common knowledge. This was, you know, this was accepted, right? Accepted treatment. And okay. So, Ihachi Achel Dagim Dehamer Shmuel Nun Samachayin. Nuna samaleinayim. So the Gemara says, okay. So the Shmuel says that if you eat nun, right? Nun is a letter in the Aleph Beis. It's also right. It's a reference to fish, right? Yoshua ben Nun, Ninve, right? All fish references. So samech ayin. So in other words, this is a mnemonic. It's a cute mnemonic. I mean, cute. I mean, it's helpful. So nuna samaleine. That if you eat fish, it's going to be really bad for your eye. So the Gemara says, yeah, but not always. Meaning, that's the end of the illness. At the end of the illness, so eating fish is going to be bad for your eye, but overall, there's nothing harmful about eating fish. Okay, Adkan. It takes us to the end of today's daf. Let's quickly recap. Let's review our day today. Okay, we open up the seventh parak of the Masechta. And what did we learn over here? Major machlokes between the Tanaim, between Rabbi Akiva and... Now we can say at the end of the daf, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, in terms of what is going to be included in the category, and your mimlach, in other words, you're sent as a shliach to go pick up an item. You haven't found the item, but you found something similar. In fact, it's so similar you're ready to go back to the mishalech and say, "Hey, do you want this instead?" So if you're mimlach, so does that mean now it's incorporated in the same category? Major machlokus, according to Rabbi Akiva, yes, and according to the Tanna Kamma, i.e., Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the answer is no. Okay, that's the major machlokus of today's daf. That's the takeaway point from today's daf. And then over the course of today's daf, we discussed, first of all, how do we get from Yerik to Deluim? Right, that was the first discussion in today. Meaning it's a far jump to get from Yerik to Deluim. So the Gemara massaged the language of the Mishnah so that we can somehow even get from Yerik to Deluim. Okay, good. That was number one. Number two, Abaye made a comment that even I made a neder against Yerakos and I ate the luna and I subscribed to Rabbi Akiva, which by the way, the Ran at the end of today's daf says that's in fact the halacha. The halacha falls like Rabbi Akiva. So even if I do that, you're not going to get Malkus. Why? Because it is, the luna are included by in Yerik, but only by extension. And that extension is not going to be strong enough so that you're going to be giving the guy Malkus. Our next stop in today's daf, we went to the Mishnah Me'ilah. That Mishnah Me'ilah seems to be going not like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because the shliach, instead of giving meat, he gave liver. And is that liver going to be? The same? The Mishnah Me'ilah says it's not the same. What do you mean? If I'm sent to go get meat and instead they had liver, you don't think I'm going to consult? So that Mishnah's not going like Rabbi Akiva. But he says no, it is going like Rabbi Akiva. Because even though consultation equals inclusion, you can't skip consultation. In other words, if there's a time for the shlech to consult, he needs to consult. Okay, so the Mishnah could easily be going like Rabbi Akiva. And Rava said that was a beautiful pshat. And then finally, the last thing that we did today is we went over who argues with Rabbi Akiva. The answer is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. We saw a brisa. The brisa says that when a person makes a neder that he's not going to be eating meat, so he's allowed to eat many things that come off the animal. right? The organs and the extremities and the feet and the head, and you can eat all that. Why? Because if I send somebody to the store to get meat and he found calf's feet, so he's going to consult. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, consultation does not equal inclusion. Good. So we know that Rav Shimon Gamliel argues with Rabbi Akiva. Good. And the Ron concludes today's daf. Ron has a lengthy discussion at the end of today's daf regarding halacha, but to succinctly point out, the Ron says that the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Akiva, because now we know only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel argues with Rabbi Akiva.